Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
How much attention do you financial advisors pay to Warren Buffett? I was reading about Buffett and his company and what they recently bought. I guess a lot of Apple and Amazon, huh?
No, it's true. Good morning, Bob. When you take a look at, they call those 13F filings, and all companies, whether it's a bank, trust company, advisory firm of size, need to file those with the SEC to basically show their largest holdings. And so it's 13F season. The drawback is that those are as of June 30th. So those positions can change somewhat over time. So, yeah, they've released a lot of the holdings for a lot of those different companies. And what's interesting when you go through them is Berkshire may have been buying Apple and Amazon, and a different hedge fund or large company is selling Apple or Amazon. So it's interesting to look at. It is very backward looking, but it doesn't necessarily move the market or move those individual stocks. It may for a day or so, just because Buffett's name is attached to it.
In the news this morning, Home Depot reporting quarterly earnings and revenue that beat analyst expectations. How influential is this?
This one is influential, along with Walmart, who also reported this morning. And Walmart, I think, is probably the more significant of the two in the fact that just 3 weeks ago, they downgraded some of their earnings and estimates for revenue and earnings and beat substantially and actually upgraded what's going on with Walmart for the next couple months or so. And the stock is reacting. It's up about 3% pre-market, and it's giving a boost to stock prices. And that goes back to the discussion that you and I have had over time, that we're interested in what the consumer is doing, and the consumer is still out there spending, both at Home Depot and at Walmart. Walmart seems to have fixed some of their inventory problems that they had earlier in the year. So much better report out of Walmart, and that's giving a lift to stocks in general.
Yes, quite a lot of momentum with the stock market lately.
It has been, and it comes out of the CPI and PPI data from last week. So I don't know if you noticed, but the prior month, inflation didn't exist. So, and most of that really is because of energy prices. Energy prices have come down a lot, and it offset a lot of the gains that we saw in food and housing, et cetera. And the market and investors saw that as very good news. Maybe the Fed will slow down the rate of their interest rate hikes the last half of this year. But the Fed officials then came out and said, hey, by the way, we're not done raising rates. And the markets kind of ignored a lot of the Fed commentary. So I think there's still some opportunity over the next a few weeks, maybe a few months, the markets can move a little bit higher in a very slow grinding fashion. But I think ultimately they're going to be surprised by the Fed in that they're not going to be sitting on the sidelines and will be raising rates through the end of the year.
What kind of signal do we get from the commodity prices that are up roughly 5%? Is that the past month or two?
Yeah, past month or so. You know, it peaked out in June, came down during July, and part of the reason for the CPI, the very good CPI and producer price PPI number that we got this last month. But since that time, commodity prices in general have ticked higher gradually. Energy has flattened out, come down a little bit. Cotton prices are way up. And so we would anticipate that inflation numbers that we get when they get reported in September and October are going to show that no, inflation is still with us. It's not dead. And that may come again as a little bit of a surprise to Wall Street. But that's one of the markets that we do keep an eye on as kind of a lead for some of the inflation data that we get in the United States.
So the Fed is going to decide what to do with interest rates September 22nd. But before that, they have meetings and they're going to be talking. What is it, a big Jackson Hole confab that you guys watch?
Yeah, unfortunately, my invitation got lost in the mail.
Again.
So It is. It's put on by the Kansas City Fed, and it's in Jackson Hole every year. And they go through a lot of academic papers, et cetera. But there are a lot of discussions around monetary policy, and it is kind of an unofficial commentary by the Fed, maybe to talk about future policy changes. Bernanke used it, Yellen has used it, as well as Alan Greenspan back in the day, kind of as a signal to maybe some changes in monetary policy or clarification of what they're doing with monetary policy. So this will be the first time that Powell will talk since the Fed meeting and when at his news conference. And he's really the one that everybody is looking at. Most all the other Fed governors have spoken and have said, yeah, we're not done raising rates yet. But Powell is the most cautious of the bunch. And I think he's going to be carrying a lot more weight when he talks at Jackson Hole.
September's a good month for hiking and biking in Jackson Hole. Well, why don't you crash the meeting, Paul? You can do it.
I probably could. I think they've got some security people around there that may stop me at the door.
Yeah, they all have your picture. Paul Rolfe, Senior VP Kingsview Wealth Management. Thanks, Paul. Talk to you next week.
You betcha. Take care.